1.1 Lake Charles and KQJO FM 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Let me get deeper into this. My brothers and sisters, God is giving man the responsibility to govern and to rule over and manage his creation. And I don't care how we try to go to the moon, Bruce, because even if we go to the moon, we got to find some oxygen to live there. Because God made this place sustainable for man to live on until he returned. So in order for us to go to Mercury, Venus, Mars, Saturn, and Uranus, we got to still have some oxygen that God made. And if God ever decides to just stop doing what he's doing, let's see how long man will exist. God is in control of this. And this is the most significant thing. God says, I'm going to give man something that I made. He gave man power to govern and rule over and manage his creation. And that responsibility is not to be taken lightly. It's not our responsibility to take his word lightly. It's our responsibility to expositorily share his word so that you will understand and know what God is up to. He has an expectation of pastors and preachers and teachers to know his word and share it with you in such a way that men will understand the urgency of his word and be able to readily share it back to those who do not know. My brothers and sisters, God did not give angels, he did not give animals, or anything else the awesome responsibility that he gave man. God gave man the responsibility to manage the Garden of Eden. Adam, I'm giving you the responsibility. And in verse 28, it says, and God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and everything that living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God blessed them. Now that I bless you, now you replenish it because I ain't making no more. God made one man, one woman. God didn't make multiple Adams. He didn't make multiple Eves. He made one man, one woman to replenish the earth. And that was a purpose for them. God said, in effect, if I only ask one thing of you in all of the things that I have given you, I only ask one thing of you, that you honor the fact that a certain portion or a certain amount of creation is mine and mine alone. You missed it. Out of everything God created, out of everything God made, God said one thing to Adam. Out of everything I've given you, I need you to remember one thing. I'm giving you all of this, but there's something that belongs to me. Amen. My brothers and sisters, God is placing here some limitations on man concerning the things that he gave. He had dominion and power and authority over everything, but God said, wait a minute, I'm large and in charge. But here's something I'm putting some limitations on. And that's basically what God is saying. When he told Adam not to eat of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil, That was a limitation. My brothers and sisters, many of us usually think of that ban, or many of us usually think of that prevention or that limitation as only being to eat or not to eat from that tree. But Antioch, the issue was deeper than that. It was an issue of recognizing rights. It involved man understanding and accepting that a small portion of all he had within his reach was reserved, and it was reserved because that was something that belonged to God. You catch it. There are some things that belong to God. The Lord said, everything is yours, Adam, but this is mine. And sometimes, my brothers and sisters, man get it twisted. We tell God, this is mine and that's yours. My brothers and sisters, we are dealing precisely with the same issue when we discuss the tithes, because it's God's claim on 10% of our income. You and I can keep 90% of our income, but the 10%, God said it's mine. It's holy to the Lord. It's how we operate. It's how we function in his tabernacle, in his temple. There are times we are persuaded by folks and thoughts and opinions, by the belief that if we can just have what God say is his, we'd be better off. That's why we go to Marksville. Because we're trying to get more and we lose what we have. I shared in our last message, what are you giving to the Lord, part two, how in Leviticus 27 and 30 it states, and all the tithes of the land, whether of the seeds of the land or of the fruit of the trees, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. There are times that we are persuaded by the belief that if we can just have what God says he is, we'd be better off. In Genesis 3 and 5, the serpent told Eve, for God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. My brothers and sisters, the enemy will always tell us stuff. The enemy will never tell us the whole story. He will only tell us a piece of it. The enemy or the tempter succeeded with the bottom line being that man tried to take God's job into his own hand. He succeeded. And Adam and Eve began to think, well, if I can be like God, I can do what God does. Remember, he said, you will be like God. The serpent suggested that, and man fell for it. The tragedy is all of God's likeness that they needed was already theirs. For God had created them miraculously, fully in his image, spiritually. For God is a spirit. So the enemy was trying to give them something that they didn't need because God had already given them enough. My brothers and sisters, sometimes man try to get things that God is not ready for them to have and handle. Sometimes we try to do things that God didn't tell us to do. And this is the same thing that happened with Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve was deceived by seeking God's power, as the tempter suggested. God said, this belonged to me. I'm letting you have dominion over what belongs to me. The tempter suggested that you will have that power, but what they really needed was God's blessing of his person imprinted in their image. See, here's the thing. The Holy Spirit has a way of transforming us into his image. That's a spiritual image of holiness and righteousness. And when you're imprinted with holiness and righteousness, you act just like him. We have all been predestined to look just like Christ spiritually. And when we look like Christ spiritually, I ain't fighting with you, Mike. I'm embracing the relationship. I'm not stabbing you in the back, dog. I'm embracing you the way Christ embraced. I don't remember Christ fighting with nobody, but I remember a lot of folks fighting against him. And if we are to be Christ-like, then we have to have the characteristics, if we say we are Christian, which implies that we are Christ-like. My brothers and sisters, Adam and Eve didn't need God's position. They only needed God's promise of his provision to sustain their every need. See, when you rely on God, I had a conversation with God. He said, do you trust me to be your provision? Do you trust me when the world is against you? Do you trust me when people are talking about you? Do you trust me to stand for what I shared with you? Do you trust me? Will you stand? Here's the thing that God will do. The day you become a Christian, Bruce, you can expect persecution. Because the enemy does not love for you to worship God. And so the world will come at you because you are standing for God, Yahweh, Elohim, Adonai. And when you stand for God, persecution is going to come. So preachers, get ready. This is not an easy task. It's not supposed to be easy. My brothers and sisters, in Adam and Eve pursuit of acquiring, they took God's portion, and in doing so, they not only lost what they thought they were gained, but they lost what they already had. All right. They lost it. They lost a perfect estate. They didn't even have to work. And now the woman got to have babies, and the man got to work. And had to do that before. They tried to be what God didn't want them to be. So now when we try to, hey, thank you, Holy Spirit. Now when we try to do something that God ain't told you to do, God said, now I'm going to make you work. Because I didn't tell you to do that. I told you to just listen to my word. And my word will be fulfilled in spite of the fact that we're not doing what he asked us to do. God is the greatest giver. 2 Corinthians 9 and 10. The Apostle Paul wrote, and he said, now he who supplies the seed to the sower, new NIV, now he who supplies the need to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge your harvest of your righteousness. God is the greatest giver. He gives us all things, and without him, we are and we will have nothing.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at AntiochMathis@BellSouth.net, or you can send a love offering.